Good Monday, and welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, we had a pretty unique experience last week, didn't we?
Oh, yes. We went up to Holland, Michigan to watch a great basketball game, Hope Calvin. Long tradition of hard-fought games, and this was no exception.
Now, Calvin won the game by 6 points, evening the series 82-82, and there's a 41-point difference in those 164 games. This is one of the greatest rivalries in the country.
They were evenly matched teams. It was incredible. They played hard. Students and various people from the community were there on both sides. They filled the wonderful arena that they have on the Hope campus. It was an incredible basketball game. I had great time there.
Oh, I had a great time as well. And we were there all day, and correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there a certain buzz, a certain energy around the town all day, around the campus all day?
You know, the campus and the Holland community took all this very seriously. I met at lunchtime with a lot of the community members, a large group, and they were up on the game. They enjoyed it, and it was a community event. It went well beyond the college, just what you would hope would happen.
Now,
at Hope.
Yeah, at Hope. This is a Division III campus, and I know it's a great rivalry, but it kind of sent a message to me that we have great games, great athletes, great competition at our campuses all across the country.
You know, people don't sometimes understand. They think only at the elite Division I schools do we see terrific athletic events. That's just not true. These young men were playing as hard as they possibly could. There was great coaching. Their sets and execution was excellent. They were very well matched. They're different players than the players in Division I, but don't think for a moment it wasn't exciting or as competitive.
There wasn't a seat to be had in the arena. There was a student sections from both. The schools are about 45 minutes apart. But this game means a lot to the community. You saw a lot of folks from the community. The stands were packed.
The stands were packed. It was a very hard ticket to get. I think they held about 3,500 in the stands.
Right.
Standing room only. And no one could get in. It was chilly outside.
It was cold.
But people didn't hesitate in coming. It was one of the great events that I've seen in basketball in a long time.
We had the opportunity to meet with a few groups of people throughout the day. And one thing that was stressed was the importance of being a student first, athlete second. That is a natural fit at Hope, coming from the president's office down. I think that's important.
I think that's exactly right. I think they had their priorities set. They understood that. There was no question about it. Doesn't mean they weren't going to play that basketball game hard. They were going to play it very hard, but they were committed to integrating athletics into the academic mission of the institution, and there was never any question in anyone's mind about it.
I don't know about you. As a former Division III student athlete, I feel that this game, this community, the spirit around it can be used as a model for all three divisions about what intercollegiate athletics should be.
Certainly in terms of attitude, that's true. And I do want to compliment the Hope College community because they have a wonderful college up there, and clearly they're committed to athletics, but even more so committed to academics. From the president on down, it couldn't be a better environment.
Well, it was a wonderful experience, and if the folks from Hope are listening, anytime they want to invite us back up, I'm ready to go. I don't know. How about yourself?
That was an exciting game. I'll long remember it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dr. Brand.